And I've seen the extremes of both. You know, we talked about the first one, about, you know, especially for Asian American women, just falling right into the expectation that you're going to be a geisha. So you learn to love your styles. You learn to deal with things by shrinking that. And the other side of that is the fierce girl that I talked about, constantly overcompensating, constantly fighting, wanting at ghosts and things that, you know, speak of you know, the pervasive stereotypes that she feels she can fight. Both of which are very exhausting. You know, one because you're passive aggressive, and the other one because you're busy duking it out all the time. Any lack of balance in life, including that kind of lack of balance, is unhealthy. I think the key is to realize that what we might have learned to call dissonance is actually an increased fluency. I've always thought, well, why I want to act in a consistent way. If I am quiet, I should be quiet all the time. Or if I'm aggressive, then everybody should know I'm aggressive. But in fact, different circumstances call for different behaviors, and that's just life in general. Is there a problem in maybe finding what it is that makes a daughter powerful at home and acting within those, you know, those expectations without being, you know, without being the beautiful daughter, you know, still bringing the family home, but in a very different way. And then going out and crossing the threshold of your house and going to work and going into school and, you know, making sure, you know, you are acting in a way that brings you respect for your ideas and ideals. You know, I think we can be different ways. You know, I know that I do this with different circles of friends that I'm with, and I always used to denigrate that. I used to think that, you know, that means by being a chameleon, you know, by acting in different ways, or you know, that was somehow not knowing who you were. But in fact, if you know what you stand for, and you know what's important in your life, and if you don't allow people, no matter in what environment, to cross your lines, that you're willing to fight when fighting is necessary, whether at home or whether at work. When you do know what you stand for, you can shift into many different modes of behavior. Instead of seeing ourselves falling through the cracks, saying, you know, I'm so confused between my Eastern upbringing and my Western formulas for success, you know, instead saying that I know how to act in both worlds, and I am actually even better off than most people because I can do that, and because, you know, I've been trained in that empathy. And that empathy doesn't mean I'm a sponge, but in fact it means that I'm a better communicator than most people. And, you know, I think Asian American second generation types have that.
And the prerequisite is having, like you said, that solid core.
Right. Because if you don't, then you are completely flying all over the place. You know, you're just soaking it up and you know, selfless. But that doesn't really get you very far.
Mm-hmm.